This is communication during the COVID.
It's very important for relationships. Maybe we should help people out if people are struggling with their relationships right now.
How are we going to help them?
We're going to tell them what not to do.
Okay, what should they not do during the coronavirus? Or are we telling them what to not do during the coronavirus, or are we telling them what to not do in a relationship, period?
I think it's all the same. I mean, what would you do differently during the coronavirus? It's just everything's amplified because everybody's home. You're in your house with your loved one 24/7.
I'll put it to you like this. If we're going to be making an effort to help people with their relationships during the time of coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19, mm-hmm. then we have to speak about this with 100% honesty.
You're like, do you want to go there? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm going there. I'm going there right now. I'm going to lay down the groundwork to having a good relationship amidst the coronavirus.
Okay.
Right? I don't know if you know this, but Pat Robertson, you know who Pat Robertson is?
Sounds religious.
He is a religious guy. He's a religious, I don't know what kind of Christianity he backs.
Mega church?
Yeah, mega church Christianity.
Yeah. It's all one.
Yeah, that's his denomination is definitely mega church. he's a mega church Christian.
Uh-huh.
He's a leader of men. He's my spiritual leader.
I don't think that you should be keeping your mega church leader from your significant other.
I didn't have him as a spiritual leader until literally today.
Oh, okay.
Literally
so you've
today.
You've been touched.
I've been touched because he's out there basically proselytizing the gospel. The good gospel.
Yeah, but he's been doing that for, like, how did he touch you today? Because
no,
he's been doing that.
It's not possible. He couldn't have possibly been proselytizing the good gospel because we haven't had a pandemic for him to associate with the ills of the world.
So he spoke some truth to you.
He spoke some truth.
What did he tell you?
He knows why coronavirus started.
The gays?
No.
Not the gays.
Not the gays.
The too much divorce, too much abortion.
No, no.
Is it sins of the man, sins of the woman?
I think it's temptation of the woman and sins of the man.
Mm.
You got it? You figure it out yet?
Too much butt cleavage.
You're close.
It's the dancing. The dancing that these young people are doing?
It's the
twerking?
Hey. Pat Robertson knows for a fact that this coronavirus was put upon us by the good Lord because way too many people are out there licking vaginas. It's too much oral sex.
Is it just licking vaginas or is it
it's
both ways?
It's too much licking vaginas.
It is specifically.
Way too much.
Blowjobs are cool.
Blowjobs haven't caused the pandemic. We know that for a fact.
Do we?
I mean, look at it. Look at the numbers.
I don't know the numbers. Are there stats on this? Like all of a sudden, the men, like this is.
I mean, Pat Robertson. He basically puts it out there. You know what it is. I don't have to tell you. But since you're acting ignorant, since you're acting like you don't know, I'll explain it.
Okay. I don't like your attitude already. Just from listening to him one day, I'll tell you that.
Well, women have so much icky in their juices.
He did not say any of this.
He didn't use these medical terms, but this is what he said.
Okay.
This
women
is
have so
much,
too much
women
icky.
Have so much, so many things.
I like
bacteria,
the icky. Oh.
Infection, like so many things in their vaginal juices.
Yeah.
That when you go down there, you're basically spreading COVID.
Because that's where it lives.
The little COVID petri dishes you got down.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So if we're going to help people in a relationship, stop oral sex in women. Stop it.
You are going. So stop now, it. Now we have a pandemic. You're going to create a riot or something.
Yeah. A riot to stop eating pussy.
I don't think that
stop
that's going to help
pussy
anybody.
Riot right now.
You're not helping anybody.
This is a pussy riot.
Mm.
I don't know. I think I'm helping everybody. I think I'm like, you got to stop it. You got to stop it. I don't care. Because here's the thing. I think the temptation, the only reason why men go down on women is to help them reach this mythological female orgasm.
Mythological female orgasm.
It doesn't exist.
What are you talking about?
Women don't need orgasms.
What are you talking about?
They don't need orgasms. A man has an orgasm.
Do you need sex?
Puts a sperm in the woman.
Yeah.
He orgasms it into the woman.
Yeah.
What does her orgasm do?
So if we're not making babies, then you don't need to orgasm either.
Okay. I agree with that.
So you think there is the solution for the pandemic is that everybody needs to stop orgasming?
Just women need to stop pretending like they're orgasming. You're not like women want to be like men so badly they're pretending to orgasm. It is hurting us.
It is not.
It's hurting us.
This is
just stop. No. It. Stop pretending to come. You know it's not real. You know it's not real. 20 years you've been in on this. You're in on this.
I'm not in on
it. You're part of the Illuminati.
What are you talking about?
You act like you have orgasms. Yeah. That's just funny to me. That's a ridiculous. I wonder how he landed on that. He also said that 9/11 happened to us because of lesbians and witches.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah?
You hear that? Yeah, I mean, you blame an outsider, right? Like.
Yeah.
But
oh, I thought you were saying that it made sense that lesbians and witches caused 9/11. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Maybe she's my spiritual leader. I don't know. I might have a new spiritual leader after this explanation. Yeah. But yeah, blaming outsiders, what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't blame. Like, I want to talk to his wife about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably just a good Christian woman.
She doesn't even want it.
No. Her legs are probably sewed shut. She waddles like a penguin everywhere she goes. Yeah, good Christian women, they don't need to be able to open their legs.
No.
No. When you believe in the Lord enough, you don't even have to pee.
No.
No. Well, women, I mean, you know.
It's a lot of belief.
Yeah, you know how women pee. So, but that's kind of like, I agree with that, how crazy people are with blaming things outside of them, because that kind of goes hand in hand with the fact that during this coronavirus outbreak or this COVID pandemic, people in America that have anxiety and depression now feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, which is pretty messed up.
It is a little selfish.
Yeah.
It is a little selfish, but I mean, aren't we supposed to feel sorry for people that have anxiety and depression? Like everything they do is okay, I think.
Not that everything they do is okay.
But all it's the opinions they have about the way the world works from their perspective is supposed to be okay?
No. You just have a little bit more empathy for them.
Why?
Because they have a struggle that they're working through.
Yeah, I would fucking be all anxious if I was out there eating all that pussy too. They're just out there eating too much puss. You know that.
So everybody we know with anxiety disorders who claim anxiety disorders, that's what's going on?
More than likely.
Yeah.
More than likely. Everybody you know with depression,
mm-hmm.
Their neck hurts. Like their jaws are sore. You know?
I think you have it all messed up. I thought that more sexual intimacy was... You know, it raises all the hormones in you and makes you feel good, and it's what makes you feel better as a human. I think we're lacking. I think there is too little.
Well,
I think there is too little going down on women.
Pat Robertson, he also stated that when he was a kid, oral sex for women didn't exist.
Just because he wasn't doing it.
It didn't exist. It just wasn't something that happened. That's why they were so healthy back then. That's why, Ansley.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe his wife should wash her cooch, and then maybe he'd be more into it.
Yeah, you think Pat Robertson's wife, her vagina has a dry cough?
Maybe he caught it on a bad season. Yeah. Like, he was like, I'm going to try this. Yeah. He went down there and it was like not the time, but she like didn't have the heart to tell him because she had never offered to do it before. And she was like, oh my God, it's going to happen. She had a little yeasty thing going on. You know, he got down there and he was like, oh.
What if that's what it really was though? What if he was just like, you know, we've been married this long. I don't want her to go to the grave not having had female oral sex. And then he went down there and came back up and the news was like, you gotta stay in your house. There's a pandemic. And he was like, no. What have I done? What have I done?
He blames himself for all of it.
Yeah, he does. One time. He went down on his woman one time and caused the pandemic.
Oh, Pat Robinson, you shouldn't have done that.
He shouldn't do it.
No, he shouldn't do it. Put the pencil skirt back on that lady.
Yeah, that is a... I do like how religious figures get on that.
The cause of these things? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's always fun to hear.
Yeah, because they had Katrina. That was the gays.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the gays.
I think that was also Pat Robinson.
Really? I thought felt like people didn't get a... Like, I was like, okay, he's stepping up and trying something new. Because I felt like the last time, a couple times when people started trying to blame people, yeah, there was like a backlash. People were like, get out of here. We don't want to hear that. We're too in the future for that. Like take people down for it.
Yeah, but usually it's not something that is so polarizing, right? Because...
is oral sex or his gays?
Because it's like, because you go... Katrina, that was caused because of gays and gay marriage. And then you're like, dude, come on, relax.
Yeah.
And you're like, 9/11, that was caused because of lesbians and witches.
Obviously.
And you're like, dude, come on. That was Islamic terrorism.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with lesbians and witches? Come on, chill.
Yeah.
Chill. It wasn't the gays either. Chill. Come on. Chill. And then he's like, COVID caused by going down on women. And I'm like, tell me more. I'm listening. I like this guy. This guy's got good logic. Where has this guy been? Oh, my God. Pat Robertson, please. Please, break it down. Break it down. I don't know. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild out there.
Maybe it's because so many, like, because men have not been paying attention to women for so long. So, like, they open it up, right? And it's like, poof, poof. And, like, there's the COVID comes out. Like, if there was more attention spent down there, you wouldn't have let the diseases grow.
I kind of see what you're saying. Yeah. Because women think any sort of them being ignored is abuse.
Yeah.
Right? But if you have an abused animal.
I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just furthering the conversation. Okay.
If you have an abused animal or a caged animal, like, that animal is then much more ripe for infections and disease. Like, anytime something is abused or not taken care of or mistreated, its soul breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And their their ability to defend off foreign infections,
yeah,
starts to decrease.
Yeah.
So I that makes sense to me. It's like women aren't getting the proper attention in 2020 and their vaginas became rancid. I mean, that's probably what it is, and like, that's probably what spurred this irrational women's movement, because they don't know why their vaginas are so rancid and they don't know how to not blame it on men, you know?
Well, I think we all do. It is men's fault. Men need to step up and stop making, you know, help women not feel like they're abused animals. Like,
so you want us to cure your rancid pussies?
Yeah. If you're not going to do it, who's going to do it?
I don't know.
I mean, you're men, right? Like, you guys solve problems. Like, you want to be treated like men. You want to be treated like the conqueror that's going to go out and save the house, right? Like, you're the man of the house. So step up and solve the rancid pussies.
Yeah, but this is when women need to come together and start, like...
washing each other's pussies. Where are you going with this?
No. You need to develop, like, a pussy-licking robot. Like a lick bot. You need a lick bot.
Mm.
You know? Like, stop focusing on all these vibrators and all these things. Like, you need a slurper. Oh my God. So I've been watching Castlevania on Netflix.
Yeah.
And there's way too much pussy eating in this show.
Really? Yeah, so your life has been revolving around this, and you're like,
100%. Pat Robertson came in and saved me. No, but I do like, I like Castlevania because it is about vampires. Vampires are a part of it. It's really about, Dracula is a huge part of it as well.
Yeah.
And I think this is the best ever rendition of a Dracula that I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a man.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, finally, yeah, a Dracula that's not bisexual. Thank you.
That's all you've ever wanted?
That's all I wanted. I just, because when you see these characters, like, vampires are cool.
Yeah.
They live forever. They get to bone a bunch of chicks. They have, like, magic that makes them able to bone chicks. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they only come out at night.
To bone chicks.
For the most, they're cool.
And Dracula's going down on the ladies?
No, Dracula don't eat new puss. You kidding me?
But there is. There's other people
out there spreading COVID. Are you kidding me?
So is he killing the people that are eating?
Well, he wanted to. That's part of the story. Dracula loses his mind and tries to kill everybody, all the humans, because he had a human wife that was murdered by humans. So his solution was to kill all humans.
You gotta defend your loved one.
Yeah, but they were raged, like pussy eating rage, and killed his wife.
Because
they were foaming at the mouth. They came in with pussy mouth and murdered his wife.
Oh, you got to keep your wife away from them.
You gotta. But I do like it because he's given this Castlevania is bringing that back, that like sexy vampire swag.
When it's a sexy vampire swag, you can get on board with.
Yeah, because it's not sexy in the way that women would determine sexiness, right?
Like Val Kilmer's not going to play this guy. Who was it?
Is Val Kilmer sexy?
Brad Pitt. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Two bisexuals. No, thank you. No, thank you, bad. Like, this is like Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is that Thor?
Nah. I thought Liam Hemsworth was, I've got a very specialized set of skills. Is that not him?
No, that's the guy from... Well, Taken, of course, it's Taken, but it's Liam Neeson.
Oh, okay.
Liam Neeson.
Okay.
There's Chris Hemsworth and Liam Hemsworth. They're brothers.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
So Thor. So this Dracula is like Thor, like if Thor wasn't so gay. Like not Chris Hemsworth, like Thor is gay. Like the mythological god Thor.
Why, he wears too much shiny gold for you and no underwear?
Because he's a conqueror.
Yeah.
He's a god of war.
Yeah.
That's one thing that men have to do to determine that they've conquered other men is have sex with their butts.
They can't just kill the men and rape the women?
They can, but then, I mean, everyone can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why, like, you got it. That's the only way to show a man that you've dominated him in his village. It's like, and then you can, you know, trick that man into being in the Illuminati, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But it is, I'm just feeling like a sexy vampire is all.
Are you? A sexy vampire that refuses to go down on women, who is, like sick of women and their fake orgasms and you're sewing up vaginas.
Yeah, he's.
I think you're a gay vampire.
No, but he's like good at science.
Okay.
This Dracula's good at science.
Okay.
You know, that's like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You've never seen a vampire that was really good at science?
No, the vampires never really have any skills besides boning.
Yeah.
And killing.
This Dracula is, he's a man of science.
Yeah.
He's a man of magic.
Yeah.
He's jacked as fuck.
Okay.
That's all it is. He's good at science and he's jacked.
You're
that's all
board.
It takes for me to be into a man. That's a little scary. I didn't even know that about me until right now. That if like a jacked PhD came into this shed right now,
I'd be worried.
You'd have to fight him.
I'd have to murder him.
Yeah. It's you're gonna have to dominate his butt.
There's a lot of tools in the shed. I got it, Sydney. I got it.
Yeah. I am I can't stop laughing at the fact that, you know, how good I am at spitting far distances.
Yeah.
And that is a gross skill set to have now.
Oh, yeah. It was gross always, but now
it's... I was respected. I would be places and I would spit and people were like, oh, my God. That, like, people would be like, ew, ooh, that went far. Yeah, but it's that's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep that's that gone. To yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, stop those vaginas from spitting. Those vaginas.
My vagina
put a
has
mask
not...
on that vagina. Do you have a mask? Are you wearing a mask on it right now?
No, I'm not.
Are you wearing a mask?
It's underwear a mask? I'm wearing underwear is my mask.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think you could get away with wearing underwear on your face.
Is it wearing gloves? Yeah. I love it. I love whatever. We'll probably get back more into this sexy ass Dracula. But it's what a world we live in now. Speaking of helping people with relationships, we're back on that. We're doing that. That's what we're doing right now.
Are we?
Is your relationship better at this point in the podcast? Is your relationship better? Yes. Yes. But also, open relationships have to be over after this.
Yeah.
You can't.
No. No. That's so irresponsible. That's like more than like... That is like... So when you have that fight, when you like catch the person cheating now, you're like... You put our life in danger, like my life in danger, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was way ahead of my time. I remember back in college when we were hanging out with some people and one of your girlfriends had a lollipop and you asked her about it and she gave it to you to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I smacked that shit out of your hand. Get out of here. You put that in. I don't know whose pussy she's eating.
It's all about the pussy. You don't even care. You don't care about the dicks, huh?
Yeah. But you remember that, right?
I don't remember it, but I'll never forget it.
I'll never forget it because you were so mad at me for stepping in.
Telling me what I can and I cannot put in my mouth. Come on, we were like 20 years old.
That was our mouths. It was like whatever you put in your mouth was in my mouth too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, I it's like I only kiss. I don't go down there. It was, but yeah, that was that kind of stuff is over. Like,
oh,
you can't
yeah.
be in an open relationship now.
No, you like, can't share drinks. You can't share, like, girls, yeah. No, nope. Girls have to get their act together. Like, out in the bar after this, like, no girl kissing. Get out of here.
No. No, yeah, girls kissing girls and stuff?
Yeah.
No, we're done with that. And that's one of those things where if you get in a relationship, if you got into a new relationship from, like, 2016 on to now, if you've gotten in a relationship between 2016 and 2020, you have to be with a high level of anxiety anticipating the open relationship conversation.
You think a lot more people are open relationship in now than they used to?
It's just like we're
leading up to this?
Well, I mean, not when I was a kid.
Yeah.
People weren't doing it. It's probably the reason why there's COVID now, but I'm not going to get into that because I'm not Pat Robertson, right? I mean...
You're just a fan.
I'm just a fan. I don't know how to make these types of speculations. I'm going to follow him some more and see what his algorithm is for making these decisions.
Okay.
But it's not. I think so. I think it was a conversation just has to be had, even if it was just to make sure that the other person wasn't into it.
Yeah.
Because it's getting so much press as something that is normal that you have to kind of be concerned about that conversation.
Well, yeah, because people are also like, people are blurring the boundary lines between like, oh, I'm into guys, I'm into girls, I'm into people, you know, so like, you've got that like was opening up and everybody was trying to show how open they are with everybody.
Yeah.
And so you never knew, you didn't even know who might be the other person.
Yeah, but I always found that particular fear about like being with somebody that's bisexual. It's kind of ridiculous because it's not like you're out there like if you're in the type of relationship where you have to be, you know, like blocking, like literally cock blocking.
Yeah.
You know, so that there's no entry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a good relationship.
No.
So it shouldn't matter whether or not the person is cheating with men or women, because that doesn't increase their options, because their options should be zero. It shouldn't be cheating.
They shouldn't.
So if their options, if they cheat,
yeah,
their options are infinite.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So adding the opposite sex doesn't increase their options per se.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they're a cheater. I mean, that's just how I feel about it, but I'm just very open-minded and I'm not, you know, sexist or a homophobe. So I'm just very open to stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just normal to me. It's just like, I mean, just it's cheating. It's just normal cheating.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
Okay.
Just don't do normal cheating. Or, you know, abnormal cheating. Yeah. So, what's up? How are we doing so far?
I think we fixed all the relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. What else can we fix while we're at it? Oh, did you hear, man, this is like a heavy relationship episode.
Yeah.
So, you hear about that Arizona couple that the husband died from, they ate chloroquine, I don't know how to, that anti-malaria medicine that people are now using to therapeutically treat COVID patients.
Like they just got some on the internet and.
So Trump was making his press conference and they found out that chloroquine, however it's pronounced. I think it's chloroquine because it's chloroquine. And they decided that they realized that it helped treat COVID patients.
Right.
Trump did a press conference about it. And then after that, a lady and her husband, it's also if your fish get infections, you put in your fish tank. It's like a fish tank cleaner.
Yeah.
To make sure fish don't get infections. And they remembered, the wife was like, oh, that sounds familiar. I think that's what's in her. And then they went and found that fish tank cleaner that they had.
Yeah.
Put it in a drink and then they drank it.
And they both died.
Well, just the husband. The wife got sick, but just the husband died.
She murdered him.
I think she murdered him too, right? Well, here's how, when the news first came out, it was like Trump supporter drinks chloroquine after watching Trump press conference.
Oh, because he is irresponsible with his news there.
All of the headlines were saying that. All of the headlines were saying Arizona couple consumed chloroquine after watching Trump press conference.
Arizona couple drank fish tank cleaner. Like idiots.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
And so I'm looking at this and it was kind of odd, right? Because I watched that press conference and Trump was saying that they found something that doctors can use to therapeutically treat COVID.
Yeah.
He was not saying if you have chloroquine at home, take it.
Yeah.
Chloroquine as a substance is highly poisonous. It's a medicine that treats malaria, but if you have more than 2 grams of it, it can kill you.
And it can clean fish tanks.
And it can yeah. And so that wasn't the pure uncut chloroquine either.
Right.
You know, that had some other fish tank cleaner shit in it.
Yeah.
Right. So again, it was like these Trump supporters listen to Trump. Now the husband's dead.
Yeah.
Then the information comes out about this couple. Turns out she's not a Trump supporter. She hates Trump. She's donated money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Mm-hmm. She, all these tweets about how much she hates Trump. Also, she hates her husband.
Oh yeah, she hates him a lot.
She's been saying she wanted to get divorced since 2006. They've had all sorts of domestic disputes. The cops had to get called. She's hit him. She's attacked him. She's assaulted him. Even in 2012, she was like, I don't want to be married to this dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And
why didn't she just get a divorce though?
I don't know. I don't know. He was.
They had fish together, and it was hard.
Yeah.
Couldn't decide who was going to get him.
Who's going to get the koi? Who gets the koi? That's probably what it was.
Yeah, they stayed together for the koi.
That is hard. You know, that's why we don't have koi.
Yeah.
We're
ready
to walk away from this at any moment.
Yeah.
At any moment. So. But yeah, it's just funny to me that it was spun that way. It was popular in the news when it could potentially harm Trump, but then when the actual truth comes out, You don't hear anything about it.
You hear about here.
Only here. Only here. This is your source for
this
the truth.
This is where the real truth is.
This
yep.
is your I mean, I granted, this is coming straight from God to Pat Robertson to me. I'm just a secondhand conduit from Pat Robertson, from God.
Man, I'm still having a hard time getting, I feel like you should be supporting men going down on women. I'm very disturbed by you.
I used to.
I know.
I used to.
This change is harsh.
Yeah. I don't even know why I supported it when I did.
But now you know why you don't?
Well, I mean,
oh,
I guess.
Because of Pat Robinson?
I guess I kind of bought into the idea that women could have orgasms.
Where is this coming from?
I don't know why I believe that. I think my mom convinced me somehow.
What do you mean?
Is a big feminist, and she was always like bragging, like talking about women having orgasms and stuff. When I was a little kid, growing up with like a hypersexual mom, like predominantly most of the conversations that I ever heard her have were about how men don't care whether or not women have orgasms.
Yeah.
And how men are useless because they only care about themselves. They don't care about.
And you're going to be that man now? That's you?
I'm just trying to do my part in this pandemic, Ansley. I got a social distance from that vagina. I need to be 6 feet away from that vagina at all times. Yeah.
Sydney, you're going to cause couples to break up. This is not the right information to be putting out there.
I'm not causing couples to break up. Proximity is going to cause couples to break up. Way too much. Like that's what ended that Arizona couple. They were in a pandemic for like 3 days.
If he went down on her once, she wouldn't have killed him.
How do you know he wasn't going down on her wrong? That's the other thing that's annoying. You know, it's like each vagina is different. There's no standard.
You wouldn't want
there's
a
no
standard
standardized
issued,
vagina.
You don't want a standard issued vagina. That's what makes it magical. Come on.
You don't want a government issued vagina.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think you've lost the
I need a
joy.
Vagina. I need a vagina that's approved by the FDA. You need to get those FDA-approved vaginas on the shelves stacked, or else this pandemic is just going to continue.
You know, I know what caused the pandemic. It's like Tinkerbell, like when people stop believing in Peter Pan and Tinkerbell's dying. Like people are stopping to believe in the vagina and the magic of it, and it's killing us all as a nation, as a world. That's where this came from, because Chinese vaginas are dead.
They died back with the bird flu. The bird flu and SARS ate up all those Chinese vaginas.
So until you start believing in the magic of the vagina, this is going to keep going on.
I mean, you can end it. I guess like...
All the men out there could end this.
But that is... If you listen to Pat Robertson, though, if he's saying that vaginas cause COVID, that's kind of magical. There's no science in that at all.
An ignored vagina causes COVID.
That's right.
He just missed it a little bit.
Ignored vaginas turn rancid.
Yes.
And rancid vaginas cause COVID.
Yes. So.
Oh, my God. What are we doing here? What is this?
The goats are coming.
Welcome to Two Jack Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 116. The goats are in.
Yeah.
The goats are in. I don't know where this podcast is going to start. I think some of that goat talk might have been pre-talk.
Yeah.
But in Manchester, England, all these empty towns have goats storming from the countryside, just ransacking the communities.
Peeking in windows.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's insane.
Just coming around, bah.
Could you imagine if you're doing everything right, you know, you and your wife, you've been quarantining, you've been social distancing.
You've been going down on her.
Well, you're not going to go down on her. You're not going to spread the pandemic.
Come on, cure the pandemic.
But like, let's just say you're just like getting intimate with your wife. Because it's like, you know, we're stressed. We need this. And then you look out your window and you see a fucking goat.
like
with his hooves peeking over your hedges. Like with this, like that.
That's freaky.
That's terrifying.
That is
terrifying.
What is the last book of the Bible called? The
Revelation.
That's Revelation.
That is Revelation. Yeah. Shit. There's like the four horsemen and the goat guy.
Yeah. The
goat guy. It's like the four horsemen of the apocalypse and the goat. That one peeping goat, man. How to get you.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that.
Imagine what Pat Robinson would do if he saw a goat peeking in his house. Oh, he would flip it.
Yeah, he probably would. He'd shoot that goat. He'd stand his ground immediately. Pat Robinson stands his ground against goats. I know that about
him. Yeah.
I know that about Pat Robinson. That's it is also a funny, like, I keep thinking about this, even though, I mean, you know, not to get into our personal sex life, but I just think it'd be funny if, because our son is going to walk in on us having sex one day.
And we barricade those doors.
We don't lock them. We don't have locks on the doors. We barricade them. And all it would take is three ambitious children pushing, right?
Yeah.
And then the tallest one being able to, like, peek in like a goat. Right? I just think it would be hilarious. Because you never forget. You never forget when you walk in on your parents.
Uh-huh.
Like, forget it.
One day, I was walking up the stairs in my house, and my dad was coming. I don't know what he was doing. Like, he had taken a shower. He was coming, like, out, and I looked up, and I saw a naked man, and I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Not the angle.
Yeah, you never want a penis to have the high ground on you.
No.
Never. That is not a good look.
No.
That is not a good look. It's like, what is that going to do? Never. You always got to have the high ground on a penis. Always. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even the Spartans do that. But it'd be one of those things. That'd be like seared in his mind.
Uh-huh.
You know? I think it'll also be like a funny story to have in college.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sitting around talking, like, you ever walking on your parents? Yeah, during the pandemic. You guys remember where you were during the pandemic? I was crying a lot. I was in a fetal position crying, okay? That would be so disturbing. Because at least, you know, if in any other time, you know, he walks in on us having sex, like, you have to deal with it for a couple of days, but then he'll go back to school on Monday, you know?
You'll never leave.
Yeah, you need that distance away from your parents to process. Like, could you imagine if you had to process seeing your dad naked at the top of the stairs next to your dad?
No.
You know, like, you needed to go, like I want to do diving. Can you sign me up for golf lessons, Dad, please, right now? I need to go. But yeah, you know, you got to go away and, like, think about it. But
or not think about it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Every time you look at them, you're going to think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish I had the luxury of one day seeing one of my parents naked. My mom was naked all the fucking time. All the time. That was, when I look back on that, I don't even, as a parent, this is how fucking brainwashed I am to her rule of parenting, right?
Uh-huh.
I look back on that and I think about how she shouldn't have been naked all the time like that. And then I go, well, it was her house.
You were just there.
You know what the hell? I'm brainwashed, man.
Like, how old were you? Like, she continues, like, she would be naked today if you were at her house?
Ansley, have you ever seen my mom naked?
Mm-mm. One time she was in the bathroom. She was hollering for you when we were, like, staying with her over college.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. See, you don't even. Ansley, you blocked it out. So when she was living in Norristown and we went over to her house to talk to her about her lawsuit.
Yeah.
And she was sitting on the bed talking to me.
Yeah.
She was only wearing panties. And I made her go put those on because you were there. When we got there, she was butt-ass naked and she, do you don't remember that? Because she ran to the door. She opened the door like this.
Yeah.
And then, like, with one hand here and then the other hand, like, covering her rancid vagina. And then she ran back into a room and told us to come in there. And when we came in there, like, her hands were off of her naughty parts. And the reason why she was doing that is because she was worried that people could see in her front room from outside.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
I don't.
Good Lord.
Time away. You get some time away and you block it.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget all the times we went over to my mom's house And I had to be like, Mom, can you please put some clothes on? We have company. And then she'd be like, Anthony's a girl. You don't remember this.
No. What about when we stayed with her after college? We stayed there for a little bit.
We did.
I don't remember naked time.
I barely remember my mom in clothes. When I think back on my childhood, like no matter where we are, she's always naked.
I feel like I know what your mom looks like naked, so I think you're right. I think it just blocked
Yeah,
it all
you
out.
Can't know what she looks like naked and never seen her naked.
Yeah.
Those are two different things. You know, yeah. You can't, I mean, you could imagine what she would look like naked, but you don't have to. She's always naked. Yeah, Michael had the same problem with his wife in her, you know? It's like, put some clothes on. Some goddamn clothes on. But yeah, that's why I ran away when I was 17.
You ran away to college?
Yeah. No, I ran away. I told you about that before. I ran away from home.
To go where?
I was just like living in other people's houses in Pottstown. But I ran, and I wasn't even living with my mom at the time. That's how strong her naked, that's how strongly naked she was, man. Yeah, that's, all right. I think that's enough talk about my mom's rancid vagina.
I just need some love. The magic. Somebody didn't believe in it.
Nah. Yeah, I don't even, I don't know how to respond to that. I don't want people to believe in my mom's vagina. I think we're good on that. Where are we at? This episode is crazy.
Yeah. We're fixing relationships during the quarantine, during COVID-19.
All right. I think we're just two insane people in a shed right now. Stumbling on rancid vaginas. So apparently, I'm gonna bring us back to civilization.
Right. Okay, now. You're going to try to rein us in.
I'm going
to
rein us in. Okay. So, it's trending on Twitter. People are getting sick and tired. White women are getting sick and tired of being called Karen. And they're trying to say that it's a slur. Well, I guess more importantly, people on Instagram, or on Twitter rather, are trying to claim that the use of the word Karen is not a slur.
How about Karen needs to calm the F down?
I do. I agree. Karen needs to calm down. And of course, Karen would complain about something like this. But at the same time, it's a slur.
Well, you're backing this? You agree with this?
That's the only reason I use it. Every time I use Karen, I'm using it as a slur. Don't take this from me. Are you kidding me? Like, that's what is a slur to you?
A slur is something that has a name that you call another race that's hurtful.
Okay. I don't know if the fact that it's another race has to go into it, but if you look at the definition of Karen, it is an absolute requirement that it's a white woman.
Yeah.
So that is an insult for a specific race. That's a slur.
But it's not like it has no, it's not belittling. It's not like belittling the white woman. It's just saying that she's bossy and judgmental and annoying.
Which are three compliments for women. We know that. We know how women love being called bossy and annoying and judgmental. Yeah. What are these people complaining about?
So we're not allowed to call people Karen anymore?
Again, you know how I feel about slurs. I feel like they should all be on the table. I feel like all slurs should be on the table.
You don't think we'd be in this mess if we could use slurs?
We were almost out of this mess when Karen was a slur. And now that they're trying to make Karen not a slur, we're right back in the pandemic. Right back. All right. So where are we at? What are we doing here? We're at 47 minutes. I don't know. You ready to call this?
Sure.
You can call this. I think I might hold off on putting this one out.
I don't know what the issue is.
Hold off. And try to get something early tomorrow in.
Maybe.
Like, because my body was, I'm spent.
Yeah.
That workout was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to listen to this.
Okay.
If it's not crazy, it's going out.
I think it is crazy, but.
It's definitely crazy. It's definitely crazy. So, man, I'm almost embarrassed for the shout outs. Good Lord. Good Lord. All right. I apologize if you are someone that recommended our podcast to friends and this is the first one that they ever listened to. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. So let's get in here. Let's do these shout outs. All right. Shout out. Oh, man. Should we forget Kevin McGrane and Chris Bruno on this one? Would they be okay with it?
I think they might be okay with it.
Shout out Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Liz Bott. I'm so sorry. Doc, Phil Clark, Kevin Stevens, Julian from Canada, and his wife, Meg.
Meg, I'm so, this is like apology.
I know, Meg. I'm so sorry. Although, if anybody can unsew shut vaginas, it's Meg.
She's carefully.
Very surgically.
Keep them as good as new.
Check out Meg at meg.says.so on Instagram and her podcast, Sew and Tell. She's a seamstress. She understands what I'm saying.
To the stars and the vaginas.
And the vaginas. Seamstress to the vaginas. Kevin Lau, Mary Jo, I'm so sorry. Nicole, I am so sorry. Janelle, I am so sorry. Courtney, I am so sorry. Rick, you get it, right? Andrew Pace, you get it, right? Keith Buss, I know he gets it. Kyle Hancock, I know you got it. You get it. Erica Daniels, I know you get it, but I'm sorry. Levi Mercer, Justin Masabi, Ezekiel Ellis. Big shout out to Ezekiel Ellis. I'm so sorry, man, to hear his father recently passed away.
Oh, okay.
So shout out, all the love to you, my man. I know it's a tough thing to deal with as a man when you lose your man.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. My brother just recently lost his father as well. We have different fathers. That's more about my mom's vagina than anything. But anyway, our heart goes out to you, man.
Yeah.
Shout out Logan. Shout out Ryan, Joe, Rob, Roger Downs, Joe Francis and his girlfriend, sorry, and her company Saved by the Wreath. TJ James, Down Under. TJ, get your ass out of that vagina now. Get out of the vagina now, TJ. What if he's in a vagina listening to this podcast? Like, oh, damn, they got me. They got me again.
Your vagina act outs always have a lot of face wiping.
At the
just an observation. Yeah. I don't know if that says more about you than me.
Well, that's when you
but
well, that's when you realize that what you're doing is spreading COVID.
Oh, okay.
You're like, whoops. And then Nick Cupsey in your two books, Lost in the Mail and The Five People You Meet in Wawa. He's okay with it. He gets it. Don't remember who this old guy was. I hope you survived the vagina out there, my man. Hope you survived it. And Kevin McGrane and Chris Bruno. Goodness gracious. What a fucking episode. All right. Did we do it?
Yeah.
I think we did it. I'll listen to this. If it's postable,
see if your man would accept it.
Pat Robertson.
Yes, yeah,
I Pat think Robertson. He'd appreciate me spreading the gospel.
Yeah,
I spread the gospel and I stay true to my faith. All right, thank you so very much for listening. I hope again that this is able to help you laugh, stave off some boredom, get you out of your rut in this trying time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for giving us a shout. We love you all.
Bye.